Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Five security personnel lay down lives in the line of duty during counter-terrorist operation in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts Indian soldiers remain committed to eliminating scourge of terrorism in the region. Centre asks states and union territories not to designate police stations as place of examination of witnesses. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Mauritius on a two-day official visit to island nation. India successfully delivered physical and digital infrastructure at scale on way to achieving sustainable development goals, says Niti Aayog Vice Chair in UN. And in tennis, Sumit Nagal to lock horns with Elias Lima in round of 32 of men's singles in Swedish Open this afternoon. Five security personnel lost their lives in an encounter with terrorists in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir. The troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group, SOG, of Jammu and Kashmir Police launched a joint coordinate search operation at Dhari Ghat in the Desa forest area last evening following specific input about the presence of terrorists. In the ensuing gunfight, five security personnel, including an officer and an SOG Jawan, were critically injured and later succumbed to injuries. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha has paid tributes to the brave soldiers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the nation stands firmly with the families of the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty in Doda. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the counter-terrorist operations are underway and Indian soldiers remain committed to eliminating the scourge of terrorism and restoring peace and order in the region. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh in a social media post urged people to join together to defeat the nefarious designs of the enemy and maintain peace and harmony in the Kashmir Valley. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the army stands firm with the bereaved families in the hour of grief. The government has notified the fifth positive indigenization list, PIL, consisting of 346 items to minimize imports and boost self-reliance in defence. These include strategically important line replacement units, spares, components and raw materials with import substitution value worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The Defence Ministry said these items will only be procured from the Indian industry. The ministry added that more than 12,300 items have been indigenized in the last 3 years. As a result, the defense public sector undertakings have placed orders on domestic vendors totaling over 7,500 crore rupees. The centre has asked states and union territories that police stations and the place under the control of the police department should not be designated as a place for examination of witnesses. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla has written a letter to all the state chief secretaries and UTs in this regard. All the police stations have been asked to identify a designated place for the examination of witnesses through audio, video, electronic means under the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023. The three new criminal laws, namely the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam, have come into force from the 1st of this month, replacing the Indian Penal Code 1860. In Bihar, Vikashil Insan Party chief and former Minister Mukesh Sahni's father, Jeetan Sahni, was murdered by unidentified assailants in Darbhanga district. The police said the body of the deceased was found this morning at his ancestral house. Darbhanga rural SP Kamya Mishra said, in prima facie investigation, it appears that a sharp weapon was used in the murder. She said the case is being probed at all possible angles to find out the motive behind the crime. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has assured that the culprits will be arrested soon. More from our correspondent.
Bihar police has constituted a special investigation team SIT to investigate the murder of Vikasshil Insan Party President Mukesh Sahni father Jeetan Sahni. Darbhanga rural SP Kamya Mishra will head the four-member SIT. Meanwhile, all the political parties of the state have condemned the murder of father of former minister. Opposition parties have questioned the law and order situation in Bihar. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting raids at multiple locations in different states in connection with money laundering case against former RJD MLA Gulab Yadav from Bihar. Sources said the simultaneous raids are being conducted at Patna, Pune and Madhubani in a money laundering case. ED officials are searching various locations including the ancestral home of Gulab Yadav in Chandrapur, Madhubani. Gulab Yadav was elected from the Chandrapur Assembly seat in the 2015 elections. The CBI has arrested a person from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand last night in connection with the NETUG paper leak case. With this, five persons have so far been arrested in the case from Hazaribagh. The CBI also seized vital documents from the possession of the arrested person. Six persons were killed and several others were injured in a road accident early this morning in Patna district of Bihar. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Bharat Subdivision Abhishek Singh said the accident took place on the Patna-Bakhtiarpur highway when a speeding car collided with a stationary truck. He said the injured are undergoing treatment at Patna Medical College Hospital.
हाईवा गाड़ी खड़ा हुआ था और पीछे से तेज रफ्तार में जो स्कॉर्पियो आ रही थी नवादा से आ रही थी उसके द्वारा टक्कर मार दिया गया और तब उसके अनुसार कुल चार व्यक्ति ऑन स्पॉट डेथ किए हैं और बाकी लोगों को इलाज के लिए भेजा गया जिससे एक व्यक्ति यहां बख्तियारपुर में अस्पताल में डेथ की है और एक व्यक्ति पीएमसीएच में तो टोटल अभी तक छह लोगों की मृत्यु हो चुकी है इसमें और बाकी अन्य जो लोग हैं उनका इलाज चल रहा है और विधि व्यवस्था सामान्य है.
In Maharashtra, at least five persons were killed and 42 others injured when a bus carrying pilgrims hit a tractor on the Mumbai-Pune expressway. The accident took place around midnight near Panvel in Navi Mumbai. The bus was carrying 54 devotees who were on their way to Pandharpur for the Ashadi Ekadashi celebrations. The injured pilgrims were rushed to hospital with seven of them in serious condition. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has reached Mauritius this morning on a two-day official visit to the island nation. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he is looking forward to productive engagements and to advancing the special relationship between India and Mauritius. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Jugnauth and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. The External Affairs Ministry said this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively review various aspects of the bilateral relationship. The ministry added that the visit underscores the importance of the India-Mauritius relationship and reflects India's neighbourhood-first policy, Vision Sagar, and commitment to the Global South. It also reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to strengthen the multidimensional bilateral relationship and deepen close people-to-people ties. India, through its efforts, has been an important contributor to progress across the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Vice Chair of the Niti Aayog, Suman Beri, said this while delivering the national statement emphasizing India's commitment to sustainable development and inclusive growth at the high-level political forum. General debate at the United Nations. Mr. Beri said India on its way to achieving SDGs has successfully delivered physical and digital infrastructure at scale, among others.
Through its efforts, India has been an important contributor to progress across these SDGs, and it has succeeded through successful delivery of physical and digital infrastructure at scale, targeted social national safety net programs with digital delivery to minimize fraud, improved women's agency, attention to program delivery in the least developed administrative jurisdictions, and strengthened local and national response, natural and man-made disaster.
Mr. Beri highlighted that all of this has been achieved in a participative democratic framework with orderly transfers of power at the level of India's states and at the centre. He also mentioned that on the multidimensional poverty index, India is on track to achieve target 1.2, much ahead of the 2030 deadline.
Based on the multidimensional poverty index, India is on track to achieve target 1.2, much ahead of the 2030 deadline, as around 135 million Indians escaped multidimensional poverty in the 5 years between 2015-16 and 2019-21, made possible through the integration of social safety nets, infrastructure development, and multiple financial inclusion programs, and more recently, India's SDG index shows for 23-24 continued progress at the national level.
Regarding climate action, the Vice Chairman added that India has invested heavily in renewable energy and decarbonization of the economy despite having among the lowest per capita emissions. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been officially nominated as the Republican presidential candidate. His nomination became official after he secured majority of votes from Republican National Committee delegates in Milwaukee last night. This marks Mr. Trump's third consecutive run after winning in 2016 and losing to President Joe Biden in 2020. The U.S. presidential election is scheduled in November this year. This was former President Trump's first public appearance since the assassination attempt on him at a rally on Saturday. Later, Mr. Trump announced Ohio's Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. 39-year-old Vance will bring to the post his experience in the U.S. military. He is a former venture capitalist and author of Hillbilly Elegy, an autobiography. Back home in Uttar Pradesh, over 1,500 villages in 17 districts are affected by floods. Additionally, urban areas in Bareilly, Pilibhit and Shahjahanpur are also impacted. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath reviewed the flood situation in the state today and directed officials to ensure assistance to flood victims within 24 hours. The Chief Minister emphasized that those affected by crop loss or flood damage, including property loss, should receive financial aid promptly. He instructed officials to monitor the situation continuously and keep a close vigil on the rise of water level of all rivers and embankments. Several villages across the state have been affected by floods caused by rainfall and dam water release. Heavy rains continue to lash Kerala, leading to widespread damage across the state. An orange alert has been issued in 9 districts. We have a report.
As heavy rain continues, mainly in the northern parts of Kerala, the normal life is badly hit with flooding of low-lying regions, landslides in hilly areas, extensive damage of agriculture and residential properties. 4 people had lost their life today in various rain-related incidents in the state. The shutters of major dams are raised as water level in rivers continues to rise. Traffic and electricity is hit in many areas. As the sea remains rough, fishing is banned on Kerala-Karnataka Lakshadweep coast till 19th of this month. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Karnataka and Kerala during the next 5 days. The IMD said heavy rainfall is also likely over Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Tamil Nadu. The weather office has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan during the next 5 days. The domestic benchmark indices opened on a positive note today with the Sensex and Nifty hitting their new all-time highs for the third session in a row. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange climbed over 230 points to hit a fresh record high and almost touching 80,900. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange rallied over 74 points to hit a new all-time peak of 24,661. The 30-share index rose 48 points to trade at 80,713 and Nifty 50 was 29 points up at 24,615 in afternoon trade a short while ago. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Elias Jema of Sweden in the round of 32 of men's singles in Sweden this afternoon. In the men's doubles, the pair of Sumit Nagal and Poland's Karol Drzewiecki will face France's Alexandre Muller and Luka van Aert this evening. Indian tennis star Nagal is looking forward to gain confidence ahead of the Paris Olympic Games. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 5 security personnel lay down lives in the line of duty during counter-terrorist operation in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts Indian soldiers remain committed to eliminating scourge of terrorism in the region. Centre asks states and union territories not to designate police stations as place for examination of witnesses. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar reaches Mauritius on a 2-day official visit to the island nation. India successfully delivered physical and digital infrastructure at scale on way to achieving sustainable development goals, says Niti Aayog Vice Chair in UN. And in tennis, Sumit Nagel's law horns with Elias Yema in round of 32 of men's singles in Swedish Open this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.